Traffic around the NIH campus in Bethesda can be a mess, to put it mildly, during the morning and afternoon rush, and that's only expected to get worse after BRAC relocations take effect. WTOP reporter Kate Ryan joins us now as part of our special report, BRAC Impact, a Federal News Radio and WTOP in-depth series. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
All right. So what are you hearing about the traffic mitigation efforts that are going to happen, if any, at that whole area?
The problem with the traffic mitigation efforts is they're coming after the traffic arrives. And as Phil Alperson, who is the Montgomery County point person on this, explained, you can't build it until you can fund it. And they've had to scramble to get the funding. Now, as you well know, and you've been reporting, we now have $300 million in funding that is expected, much of that to go to the metro expansion there and the changes. That still leaves four intersections that currently get a grade of F for failing. So this is what we're up against.
Already, they're showing that these are going to be failing grades, even though the whole transition isn't quite complete yet. It's not going to be complete until September, but they're anticipating that this is trouble already.
Well, here's the deal. Again, those intersections, and we're talking about Cedar Lane, Jones Bridge Road, Connecticut Avenue at Jones Bridge, are already, before BRAC ever entered the picture, graded at F for failure in terms of their gridlock ability. So you're adding to an already failing infrastructure, and that's where the headaches are going to come in. Now, the local Chamber of Commerce, Patrick O'Neill, has complained loud and long about, we knew this was coming, how come we didn't get this taken care of beforehand? And his rap is that the Navy treated this as a local problem, saying, BRAC is our project, you deal with the infrastructure problems because they're yours. So that led to some tensions. Phil Alperson is quick to remind everyone that the goal here is to provide premier care for the wounded warriors, and you'll hear more about that in our series. But these are some of the issues that are happening. And many of these corrections and solutions are not coming till 2012, 2013, some of them beyond that point.
Now, between the intersections you mentioned, there are also driveways on either side of the road to NIH and to the what will become the Walter Reed and the Naval Medical Center, and they have traffic lights too, and that makes it even worse. So, is any of this $300 million aimed besides Metro at any of the streets to maybe make double lanes in and out, or tunnels, or overpasses?
Well, here's the thing, and again, lots of moving parts here. The Navy, for its part, will widen its gates, so hopefully you create a smoother flow. You kind of uncork that bottleneck. That's one thing. Metro is going to be overhauled so that you have pedestrian access, not across the street. Because here's the deal right now. You have 3,000 people every single day trying to cross that intersection.
Right.
We all know what a mess that is.
Yeah.
Once BRAC arrives, it's 7,000. So, again, those people are jockeying for position with the additional 500,000 visitors coming, many by car at that point. So you're going to have an infrastructure that will include elevators, high-speed elevators to get you to the metro platform. You're going to have an underpass. But again, all of this is a long-term project.
An underpass, not an overpass. I thought it would be a skywalk, no?
It sounds great, right? Sounds like a simple solution. You've got a helipad, and for security reasons, you cannot do that. Imagine the security issues that would arise. So an overpass was nixed from the get-go.
Now, in your reports for WTOP, you've talked a bit about biking options. You know, that seems to be a possibility. Tell us about some options there.
It sounds silly to some people when Phil Alperson says, the good news is we're going to have bike paths ready. And people go, are you kidding me? Bikes? This is going to be our solution. But consider this. NIH already has a large cadre of bike commuters, 600 who are actually registered in their regular bike commuting group. The Joe Cox, who handles the infrastructure there, says our bike racks are full on a regular basis, even in foul weather. There are diehards who do this. The Navy has gone across to NIH and said, how do we duplicate that? Can we expand it? So what they're trying to do is, it's if you build the infrastructure, they will bike. That's part of the deal there. So this is a possibility. Of course, high-speed bus rapid transit is something that Montgomery County Councilperson Mark Elrich is fighting for, and he's suggesting let's get that going in this area. It'd be a great pilot. Let's see what we can do.
And we're speaking with WTOP reporter Kate Ryan, who's been covering all of these traffic issues in Montgomery County. We're talking about the NIH and Naval Medical Center traffic bottleneck, which I drive through quite often and hate it every single time, especially when they have one truck just doing some sidewalk work. It's enough to back it up for hours. And so is there any talk of improving the facilities once you're at the campus for people that may want to bike? I mean, do they have flip side of biking somewhere is, well, you got to take a shower and that kind of thing. Do we know in that level of detail or anything like that's occurring?
I didn't speak to the Navy per se, but I know that NIH does have these facilities on board. So that's something I'm sure that's being considered, talked about how they can make that work. Another aspect is signage. But you talk about the headaches that can emerge when you have just one truck doing maybe tree trimming on the roadway. Well, when they have this road improvement plan going on, you're going to lose a lane during off-peak hours.
Oh,
and as we all know,
great.
In Washington, D.C., there's no such thing as off-peak when we're talking about traffic.
Let's talk about then the final solutions, if there are any. I know that they're batting things around and they're trying to figure it out. But if the deadline is, let's call it mid-September, for all of this to be taken care of, and by this, I mean the BRAC move has to be taken care of by then, shall we just brace ourselves for problems and bottlenecks in that area for the foreseeable future because of this?
You know what? You stole my thunder there. Yes,
so
that's
sorry.
Absolutely
not. That was so rude to do to a guest.
But Phil Alperson said just that thing in our interview. I asked him. I said, "So what do we do? How do I get around
this? How
do
we fix it?
Deal with it." And the tone is wrong there. But he says, look, we're going to have to live with this. Plan now. But he says point blank, it's going to be tough.
One last question before I let you go. And that is, what's the relationship then like? Is it strained? Are you even able to discern the relationship between, say, Montgomery County and the local municipalities with the federal government, with the Navy? Are they growling at each other? Are they like, well, it's your problem. No, it's your problem. What is that give and take like?
Initially, I recall at many meetings there was a lot of tension and a lot of the Navy is leaving us hung out to dry. That was the sense among both some local and civic leaders, the business community. The business community's take was, this is your issue. Take care of it. I mean, your impact is impacting me. And the Navy saying, I'm sorry, but, you know, we have our hands full with BRAC. You will have to work around this. Since that time, there was a lot of negotiations. And I have to say, Phil Alperson will tell you that despite the initial tensions, it's been a long, hard slog, but it's a cooperative effort now.
Okay, so they're talking.
Yes. Now, whether or not citizens are going to feel that way, whether or not the average commuter who's sitting in that traffic is going to feel generous about that, again, and that's where Phil Alperson says, let me remind you what this is all about, getting those men and women who serve our country the care that they so richly deserve. So hopefully that takes the edge off for you.
Thanks so much, WTOP reporter Kate Ryan. You can listen all week on air and online for BRAC Impact, a Federal News Radio and WTOP in-depth series. Kate, we'll be able to hear your stories today on WTOP?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. And coming up this afternoon, how Aberdeen Proving Ground is being affected by BRAC, an update on the progress there.